forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs around 83 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 55 tonight. Highs around 84 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 75.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. High school graduation is officially upon us across the state of Kansas, with many of those high school seniors looking at their higher education or going right into the workforce, as roughly 33,670 graduates across the state say they're excited for finishing up their high school degrees and looking to the future.
I got to meet so many different people, so many experiences. It's been really fun.
It's for the future, with some looking forward to college in the fall and others getting started on their careers.
I'm excited for the new chapter, what's coming up next in my life, meeting new people, new friends, and just fulfilling what my parents want me to do, so I'm excited.
I'm in the Army Reserves. After high school ends on June 5th, I will be sent to Fort Jackson, where I will complete my basic.
That audio from WIBW News. Overall, the state of Kansas has seen a slight increase in total high school graduates year over year compared to the 2022 school year, with the outlook for 2024 sitting just over 34,000 total graduates.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available, or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington, we've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
When your family works in agriculture, you weather a lot together. Long hours, financial worries, forces you can't control. So when one of you is struggling, you're in it together too. Stress, anxiety, depression, they don't discriminate. And no amount of duct tape or twine will fix things. Do you know someone who's suffering? They can feel better. And you can help. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A missile silo in the Topeka area, currently owned by BTB Ranch LLC, has officially gone up onto the market for consumers to potentially buy with a price tag of $150 million. WIBW reports that the Rolling Hills missile silo can withstand a nuclear blast along with 500-mile-an-hour winds and any conceivable disaster, as it is one of the 12 intercontinental ballistic missile sites near the old Chilling Air Force Base in Salina, where it was built originally with the intent to be out of range of Soviet missiles during the Cold War. The property includes 9 acres, a control room, plus an 18-story silo, and say that different ideas for the property could be endless for those that have a big imagination. They say the entrance to the silo leads to a massive hidden space below, following along a 40-foot tunnel that leads to what used to be the control center through blast-proof doors to the 182-foot silo. According to realtors, they also say that the area had been recently cleaned and underground areas were prepared as a blank canvas for the potential buyers. Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. One of the more hotly contested pieces of legislation from the Nebraska state government ended up passing on Friday with a 33-15 vote, but not after some protests in the stands that ended up with 6 individuals arrested and some emotion on the legislative floor.
What is wrong with you?
The reason we brought this bill is because we love kids. We want to see them grow up and be happy, healthy adults, no matter how they choose to live their adult life.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4, the head of the Nebraska Democrat Party, Jane Klebe, released a statement after the passing saying, quote, extremists in the legislature decided that the mental health, the economic impact, and the private decisions between a doctor and a patient are not worth protecting and instead enacted harmful and discriminatory legislation. The bill also bans abortion after 12 weeks, which joins near 14 other states across the nation that have some sort of abortion ban in place.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provide for research and advice on the latest scam targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Rock and Brews has legs for days. At Rock and Brews Restaurant, All You Can Eat Crab is back every Friday from 3 to 9 p.m. That's snow crab legs, of course, and as many as you can eat, just $59.95. Served with house salad, seasoned corn, and potatoes. So meet us at Rock and Brews every Friday from 3 to 9 p.m. And let's get cracking. At Rock and Brews, you can eat, win, rock on. Rock and Brews Casino, Bremen, I-35, exit 231.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall is scheduled to tour the State Line Dairy in Morrillville this Wednesday at 12:45. Marshall County Commissioners last week conducting mostly routine business. Washington County Commissioners discussed conversations with TC Energy regards placing a bridge at the location of a low water crossing on Mill Creek. TC Energy is open to sharing cost, but had declined covering the entire cost. Gage County Board of Supervisors briefly discussed a bridge on the state line with Marshall County north of Oquito. Marshall County has declined an offer to discuss replacing the structure with a low water crossing or multiple tubes. City of Seneca has hired a new city administrator. Steve Brooks of Girard has served as public works director and was among 14 applicants and three finalists interviewed for the post. He'll start work June 19th in Seneca at $100,000 annual salary. NextEra officials are checking damage to a wind tower struck by lightning south of Frankfort and will meet with adjacent property owners with reports the debris from the strike was scattered. Marysville USD 364 School Board met in special session Thursday evening with agenda items to republish the budget and discuss teacher negotiations. Kansas Corporation Commission has scheduled three public hearings in July to give Evergy customers an opportunity to learn more about the company's recent rate increase request and to make comments before the commission. Meeting scheduled in Topeka, Overland Park, and Wichita. Marshall County Habitat for Humanity will team with the John and Amber Schreiner family of Frankfort in construction of a new home south of Frankfort. This will be the first rural build for the organization, which provides materials and coordinates volunteer labor in cooperation with partner families involved, allowing decent and affordable housing for local residents. KNDY is airing a series of special advertising this week as a cooperative fundraiser with Marysville High School Forensics Team, which partnered with local businesses supporting their participation in national competition, with seven students departing this week for Louisville, Kentucky. Catch our news blocks and our public affairs programs on your time, anytime, posted on our website at KNDYradio.com and available on our Facebook page. Laverl Deaver, age 92, of Herkimer, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Zion Mount Calvary Cemetery, north of Herkimer. Visitation Tuesday, 2 until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Laverl Deaver. Tabrina A. Tabby Meyer, age 58, of rural Hollenburg, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Tabby Meyer. A memorial service for Ronald E. Ewing, formerly of Frankfort, who passed away December 30th, 2022, is planned graveside at the Frankfort Cemetery this Saturday, May 27th, 10:30, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of local arrangements for Ronald Ewing.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Still staying sunny and warmer today with our highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s. Still more sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. And still clear over Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s. There will be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms as we head into Thursday. Otherwise, mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And more showers may continue early that night than staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Southeast winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Still a chance for some rain showers on Friday, otherwise staying sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Southeast winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. And more rain showers are possible throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Some rain still possible as we head into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late May, 78. Record high on this date, 93. The average low, 57. The record low, 35. Sunset this evening at 8:40. Sunrise the morning at 6:08.
Looking for low-maintenance, high-reward perennial for your flower bed? One timely suggestion today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 23rd, the 143rd day of the year. Comedian Drew Carey has a birthday, and country's first veterinary school was established on this day in 1879 at Iowa State University. One of the great flower shows in any garden is one provided by irises. Maintenance is a breeze, and they come in almost every color imaginable. The word iris, in fact, comes from the Greek word for rainbow. They're often planted in the fall like a bulb, but irises can be started now. Here's how to do it. Dig a shallow hole, then make a mound of loose dirt in the center of the hole. Fan the iris's roots around the edge of the mound and cover with a light layer of soil. Water deeply every week or so, and your garden will soon be bursting with the rainbow colors of the iris. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Are you mechanically inclined and like working with your hands? Do you enjoy seeing a finished product come to fruition that started out as a raw piece of steel? Landall in Marysville is looking for you. Currently hiring welders, assembly, paint, and fabrication. Competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus based on your gross weekly wage, an excellent benefits package that includes comprehensive health insurance, life insurance, paid time off, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online at Landall.com or contact them at 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability Welcome.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, the Royals were back in action yesterday as they started a series with the Tigers. Royals come up short as they lose in 10 innings to Detroit, 8-5. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 2-for-4, had 2 RBIs, and 1 home run in the game. Royals will play Detroit again tonight at home, first pitch at 6:40. Last night in the NHL in the Eastern Conference Finals, it was Game 3, and the Panthers come out on top as they beat the Hurricanes 1-0. Florida now leads the series 3-0. Yesterday, big news out of the NFL as NFL owners voted yesterday that there can be some flexing to a limited number of late season Thursday night football games to be aired on Amazon Prime streaming platform. The resolution passed with the approval vote from 24 owners, the actual minimum required to enact a new rule.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Last night had the Western Conference Finals between the Lakers and Nuggets in the NBA. The Nuggets end up coming out on top, 113-111. That eliminates the Lakers from the playoffs. Jokic for the Denver Nuggets had 30 points, 14 rebounds, 13 assists. That is his 8th triple-double in the playoffs. LeBron James for the Los Angeles Lakers had 40 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists. Now the Nuggets will sit back and see who they will play in the finals between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics, who take the court tonight for their game 4. And right now, the Miami Heat lead 3-0 in the series. Also in NBA news, LeBron after the game said he will have to consider if he wants to continue to play in the NBA. News out of the NFL yesterday. Looks like Tom Brady will stay in the NFL for a little bit longer, as Mark Davis acknowledged yesterday that the retired quarterback and Pro Football Hall of Famer joined the organization's ownership group pending NFL approval.
Reporting for KNDY Sports, this is Max Blasky. Many local athletes punched their ticket to the state track meet this Friday and Saturday in Wichita after regionals wrapped up last week. Making their way out of the Mankato Rock Hills 1A region, the Hanover girls are sending 3 members to state. Senior Macy Hawley placed 4th in long jump. Fellow senior Aaliyah Sin placed 1st in shot put with a throw of 37 feet and 11 inches. While sophomore Anna Juneman punched her ticket to state with a first-place finish in the 100, 200, and 400-meter dash. Only a sophomore, Juneman broke her own school record in the 200 with a time of 26.23 seconds. Out of the same region, the Lynn Bulldogs were able to send 4 competitors to the state meet this weekend. Junior Carissa Cole placed second in discus. Senior Ella Thalman placed second in high jump, while fellow senior Claire Beichman was able to take home second place in the 1,600-meter run and fourth in the 800. The lone boy making it to state this weekend for the Bulldogs is Connor Oldie after a fourth-place finish in triple jump. The state track meet kicks off Friday at 7:45 a.m. at Cessna Stadium on the campus of Wichita State University. Thank you to the TVL Spotlight on Facebook for placing in times. Stay tuned right here all week as we are highlighting our area student athletes during the spring sports season. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasky.
Monday marked opening round play in the state golf tournaments at Emporia Class 1A. Washington County is runner-up behind South Gray, 14 strokes behind Washington County with a 346. Monty Huckett and Carson Hearn with 84 strokes each on Monday. Connor Gepner, 88. Among team standings, Centralia, 7th after day 1. Paxton Bowers with an 83. Drew Gibbs, an 87. First round on Monday. At Heston in Class 2A, Jaden DeWalt of Valley Heights advanced with 87 strokes first round Monday. And in Class 3A, Marysville's John Lauer with an 81 on Monday in first round, along with teammate Eli Sedlacek with 84 strokes. Play continues Tuesday.
Have you ever had the experience of having someone wait on you that acted like they were doing you a favor? Or someone who makes you feel like you interrupted them from doing something else? A positive attitude. That's what you get when you bank with us. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
You live here, work here, and drive here. Why would you trust your auto insurance to someone who is not here? Here at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand the challenges drivers in Kansas face. We know your friends and your neighbors. We are your neighbor. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville to provide the right coverage to meet all your auto insurance needs. So come in and talk to a neighbor, a friend, your friend in the auto insurance business, Blue Valley Insurance.
Reduce your workload, increase productivity, and be water wise. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Container gardeners may want to make a one-time investment in a drip irrigation system, like the Snip and Drip Pot and Planter Soaker System, especially designed for container gardens. Drip irrigation and soaker hoses are also a great way to water in-ground and raised bed gardens. These irrigation systems apply the water directly to the soil, reducing water loss to overspray, evaporation, and runoff. They also reduce the risk and spread of disease by preventing water from settling on the leaves of the plants. Opt for a micro-irrigation system if your water has a high mineral content that tends to clog soaker hoses. Correctly installed, irrigation systems can help conserve water by ensuring that you water properly and only when needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
There's a good chance you've never heard of a horse named Bonnie Scotland. However, there's a good chance you've heard of many horses, in fact, many racing today, that are in that horse's lineage. The story of that famed stallion is still one told here, and it's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone.
offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
The horses may be gone from the stables here at Bell Mead, but as Carrie Lewis explains, the story of one horse lives on.
Bonnie Scotland is our most famous horse for sure. The horse is called what's a foundation sire, which means that it just establishes this bloodline.
Bonnie Scotland was born in England in 1853, and the stallion was eventually brought to the U.S. and here to Bell Mead, where he became the leading sire on the continent.
For the past 20 plus years, every horse entering the Kentucky Derby and racing in it can trace their heritage back to Bonnie Scotland.
Scotland was 20 years old when he was purchased by the Harding family here at Bell Mead, and the stallion was still quite productive, producing foals that would win many preeminent races over the decades.
For the past 13 Triple Crown winners, all but two of them can also trace their bloodline back to Bonnie Scotland.
Part of the success of these stables were the staff and trainers here, chief of which was Robert Green.
He was born into slavery. After emancipation, he chooses to stay here, becomes the highest paid staff member on site.
Over time, Bob Green became an important resource in the racing industry.
When people would visit the site to purchase horses, they would want to speak to Robert Green because he's the individual that's managing this. He's got people working under him.
Green lived to be 83 years old, passing in 1906.
When he passes away, newspapers across the country are writing about it and certainly telling people of the legacy that he established.
Today, Bell Mead is open for many types of tours and experiences and preserves the great history of the farm. Traveling the countryside in Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McRae.
Farmers and ranchers can become leaders in mitigating climate change. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Farmers and scientists working together will help create new solutions as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Ranchers and scientists will be working together to come up with farm-level practices to address climate change and chip away at greenhouse gas emissions. Allison Thompson is the Ag Mission Program Director for the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research. Her goal is to make agriculture net negative for greenhouse gas emissions. Thompson says for the science to be meaningful, it has to involve the farmers and ranchers who use that information.
We'll involve them not just as study subjects, but involve them in the beginning, helping to design the research, understanding from the start, what are their questions? We know a lot of these climate smart practices are not new ideas for things like cover crops or reducing tillage. And farmers are aware that these strategies can be helpful. So the challenge is really understanding from the farmers at the beginning, what is the barrier to doing that, right? There's a lot of different things that could limit the farmer or rancher's ability to take up some of these practices.
Ag data is fragmented and kind of all over the place, so they will be creating an integration hub website to connect farmers with scientists. She says the goal is to organize all that informational data.
We are intending to invest in developing an infrastructure for that, that all of the scientists, all of the extension, all of the tool developers can use to accelerate their efforts and be able to really dig in and understand what is known and use that to inform their tool development, which will be what's used directly by the farmers. So I think of it as instead of creating a new boat that everybody has to use, we want to lift all the boats that are already there and help farmers get the information through the channels they already get their information from.
They hope to have the infrastructure ready to go in a couple of years. Learn more about efforts to mitigate climate change in agriculture at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Moment when you've been stopped in your tracks by a statistic? Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Consider this. If you have a roof over your head, a meal on your table, you are richer than 93% of the world's population. And if you have just one pair of shoes, you have more than 75% of the people on Earth. For me, these numbers really put things into perspective. Most of us have such material wealth, a home, a full pantry, a closet full of shoes, yet we often forget to be grateful for what we have. God says He will provide for all the things we need, but He also asks us to be humble and share what we have with others.
So praise God for all He has provided. And be generous with your time, your talent, and your treasures. Doing so will help you live a life filled with contentment, confidence, and generosity. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
Advice for protecting your skin from harmful sun exposure. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Late spring ushers in more time in the sun, and if we're not careful, more risk of sun-related skin problems. Ashley Swatty is a consumer sciences specialist with Kansas State University Extension.
Skin cancer is the most common cancer in the United States, and it only takes one blistering sunburn during childhood or adolescence to nearly double a person's chance of developing melanoma. So even when we're younger, we have to be mindful of the sun's rays. So as adults, we have to be role models and help protect those kids and babies.
Swati says step one is proper use of sunscreen.
We're looking for broad spectrum protection, which means that a sunscreen is going to protect our skin from both UVA and UVB rays, and both of those can cause cancer. SPF of 30 or higher, then we want to make sure that it is water resistant or very water resistant.
Even better, says Swati, don't let sunlight hit your skin if you can help it. For additional resources on sun protection, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Tuesday, May the 23rd. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association CEO, Colin Woodall, is pushing back on the beef industry about the misinformation being released.
There's a lot of misinformation out there. There are people that believe that NCBA is the checkoff, that we control the checkoff, and that we ultimately write our own checks out of the checkoff funds. And that's not the way this program works.
And for lawmakers supporting the Opportunities for Fairness in Farming Act, or OFF Act, which would reform checkoff programs, as the lawmakers claim there needs to be more transparency and control over checkoff contractors, according to Woodall.
NCBA is one of nine groups that serve as a contractor. We are the largest contractor, the National Beef Checkoff. But each year we have to go to a group called the Beef Promotion Operating Committee, sometimes just called the OC, which is made up of cattle producers, 10 of them representing the Federation of State Beef Councils and 10 of them representing the Cattlemen's Beef Board.
Woodall said any ideas from the Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign to research must be pitched to the Beef Promotions Operating Committee for approval.
And only if they like what we are pitching will they authorize us to do that work and provide the funds to do that work. And that work has to be audited. We audit it internally at NCBA. It's audited and approved by the Cattlemen's Beef Board, also by USDA. And again, every once in a while, the Office of the Inspector General will come in and look at it too.
Now, Woodall adds a lot of effort is put forward into making sure those checkoff dollars are being spent properly. And that's how you get your ag news for this Tuesday, May the 23rd. We will keep you up to date all day long right here with reports throughout the day. I'm Jeff Aiken.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
Netflix series star Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium, is bringing his live show, An Evening of Hope and Healing, to you. Plus, live readings along with an audience Q&A. He has sold out venues across North America. Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium. Saturday, July 1st at First Council Casino. Get tickets now at 7clans.com or 866-966-1777. Another breath of fresh air from Inner Visions.
Cattlemen, anaplasmosis is a disease that's all too familiar. This costly cattle disease is spread by ticks, horseflies, and such nasty little critters. Valley Vet Supply can help you select effective insecticides to control these ticks and flies, as well as the convenient application methods. From mist sprays and pour-on to cattle rubs and dust bags, Valley Vet has the proper insecticide choices and application tools. Check out the Bullmaster mineral feeders with kill cover lids and the popular CO2-powered insecticide guns, now with two insecticide options. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. ValleyVet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
The Colorado State University AgNext program is leading research to find out how much greenhouse gases a cattle emit and what the net impact of methane emissions is from cattle in the U.S. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Research on greenhouse gas emissions from animal agriculture is the primary focus of the Colorado State University AgNext program.
What might be happening, right, as we begin to really focus on the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions in a system? How does it impact the system overall? And then is the solution that we potentially generate, does it have any negative effects, either from a cost perspective, a carcass merit perspective, an animal health and well-being perspective? All of those things are incredibly important. Important when we think about scalable solutions, right? Because if we could come up with a solution that reduces methane by, let's say, 50%, but if it causes any unintended consequences related to animal health and well-being, for example, that solution's unacceptable.
That is Dr. Kim Sackhouse-Lawson. She is the director of the CSU Next program. She talks about the Climate Smart Research Pens of Cattle in Fort Collins, Colorado, that they are doing research on using feed additives to decrease cattle emissions.
We're measuring individual emissions from each of those animals. We're measuring methane, hydrogen, CO2, and oxygen from those animals. And then we're also measuring animal performance. We'll follow those animals into the after they're harvested and measure carcass merit and carcass quality from them.
Dr. Stackhouse-Lawson says this research is a collaboration with USDA and other partners. This research project will conclude at the end of this month. I'm Lori Boyer. For the latest in agricultural research and information, log on to agriculture.com.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Lewin Burger has 30 Angus and Sim Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at this point in the day with the markets. You've got July corn up 8 3/4 at 579 3/4. September corn at 512 1/2. That's up 7 3/4. Kansas City wheat for July 847 3/4. That's up 22 right now. Kansas City wheat for September 839 1/2. That's up 21 3/4. July oats at 324. That's up 9 1/2. September oats at 328 1/2. That's up 7 currently. Looking at soybeans for July. Right now, 1327. That's down 14. August soybeans at 1263 1/4. That's down 12 1/4 currently. Looking at cotton for July, 84.54. That's down 78 cents. December cotton at 82.62. That's down 76 cents right now. Live cattle for June, 164.57 1/2. That's down 47 1/2 cents right now. Live cattle for August, 162.97 1/2. That's down 62 1/2 cents. Feeder cattle for May, 207.82 1/2. That's up $1.25. Feeder cattle for August, 233.70. That's down $1.20. Oil, crude oil for July, 73.52. That just changed. That's up $1.48. Looking at crude oil for August, 73.45. That's up $1.48. Looking at gold on this Tuesday, gold for June, 1974.10. It's down $3. Gold for August, 1992.40. That's down $3.30. Silver for May, 23.17. That's down 54 cents. And Wall Street right now, the Dow down 30, S&P down 20, NASDAQ down 73. Everybody's waiting on this debt deal, this debt ceiling deal to get done. That's your market information.
We have Clay from Best Body Shop here with some exciting news for anyone looking for a career change. Clay, why don't you tell us what's going on over at Best Body Shop?
What's up, KGSO listeners? This is Clay from Best Body Shop, and I want to tell you what we have going on right now. Our team is growing, and we are looking for people to join. If you are looking for a career in the collision repair industry with a diverse team and an amazing culture, then reach out today. Text 316-445-9850. We can't wait to hear from you.
Rock and Brews has legs for days. At Rock and Brews Restaurant, All You Can Eat Crab is back every Friday from 3 to 9 p.m. That's snow crab legs, of course, and as many as you can eat, just $59.95. Served with house salad, seasoned corn, and potatoes. So meet us at Rock and Brews every Friday from 3 to 9 p.m. And let's get cracking. At Rock and Brews, you can eat, win, rock on. Rock and Brews Casino, Bremen.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Quite a topic of interest the last couple of years. We've seen increasing land prices at rates we haven't seen in a long time. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State agricultural economist Robin Reed discusses where the land market has been and where it's headed.
I would definitely say the last couple of years we've seen a land market that is really hot, so really increasing quite quickly. When we look at more long-term trends, what we see is typically our net farm income, you know, profitability of the farms would be driving our land rental rates. When we have periods of fairly high net farm income, we do see large increases in land values as that extra profitability is used to expand your operation and purchase more land.
Reed discusses how we observe such a trend back in 2010 to 2014.
We had land values on our non-irrigated crop ground increasing about 26% per year, and then on our pasture ground about 18% per year. And that happened again for a four-year time period between 2010 and 2014. And then if producers remember, we saw a huge drop in net income from 14 to 15. The profitability just just fell out of our farm economy here in Kansas and nationwide. And we were worried that was the thing that would pop the land bubble and we'd be going back to the 1980s. And that didn't happen. It held quite steady during that time frame. If you remember, end of 2020, we really took off again as far as land values. And that was driven a lot by the large government payments for the coronavirus food assistance program. We saw commodity prices increasing that fall during harvest. And this just all added fuel to that land value market that ever since really the end of 2020, we've seen very quickly escalating land values.
Reed goes on to discuss the trends in the most recent years and the years to come.
2021 was really high profitability, historically high. 2022, we anticipate being pretty good. There's a lot of concern out there of 2023 and beyond what our net farm income or profitability of our Kansas farms will be at. And that is a little bit worrisome of what that'll do to land values. The last 2 years, we've seen 30% increase from 2022 versus 2021. There's nothing sustainable about a growth rate that quick. And especially as we're seeing a pullback in that net farm income because of the drought, because of lower commodity prices, higher input costs, I do think land values are going to start cooling off. I don't want anybody to think that I'm quoting they're going to go down at all, because I don't see that this year. I don't really anticipate that next year either. But I think we're going to start growing at a more reasonable, slower pace than what we've seen here in the last couple of years.
That was Robin Reed, K-State agricultural economist, sharing insight into the Kansas land market. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Several new 2023 Silverado pickups have arrived at the Nordis Motor Company, including a Silverado 1500 LT Trail Boss, 1500 LTZ 3.0 Duramax Diesel. They have a Chevy Silverado 1500 Custom and a Silverado 1500 Work Truck, awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company. Tuesdays are really something special. Marysville Chamber and Main Street, along with a dozen local businesses, are offering exclusive deals that you can find all day, but only on Tuesdays each month, and they'll be open late till 6. Catch Tuesday specials with these participating local merchants who appreciate your patronage.
For that brilliant bouquet or arrangement for any occasion, let the Garden of Eden be your final stop. Shop local every Tuesday. Ladies, stop in for refreshing drink specials along with cash and carry fresh flowers. Add some color to your life with a stop in at the Garden of Eden, where their flowers have superpowers.
Now with extended hours, the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro in Marysville is open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 until 2 Saturday and Sunday. More time to grab your favorite coffee, pies, sandwiches, and afternoon teas. Daily specials will have you trying something new each time you order. The Empty Cup, downtown Marysville. Open now weekdays 7 until 7 and weekends 7 until 2.
My Sister's Closet Boutique in Waterville has all you need for your wardrobe this season. They specialize in the latest fashion trends. Don't get caught in last year's style. Stop in and refresh your wardrobe with all your favorite team colors. Stock your closet with cute, comfortable, trendy, and affordable options. Hurry to MSC today or start your shopping online at MySistersClosetKansas.com. Big city style with small town service. Come and spend a day at My Sister's Closet in Waterville.
Tuesdays are really something special. Marysville Chamber and Main Street, along with a dozen local businesses, are offering exclusive deals that you can find all day, but only on Tuesdays each month, and they'll be open late till 6. Catch Tuesday specials with these participating local merchants who appreciate your patronage. Waterville's annual Nickel Day celebration is Saturday, kicking off the Lions Pancake Feed at the Community Center from 7:30 till 10, plus games 10 to 2, a car show, plus beer garden, food trucks, rail rides on the Central Branch Railroad, and more. It's the annual Nickel Day celebration Saturday in Waterville. An invitation from the Citizen State Banks, Waterville, Marysville, and Hanover. Better products, better service, better banking. Citizen State Banks, member FDIC. The Warehouse Thrift Shop in Waterville, always accepting donations of good, clean, used merchandise. All proceeds of merchandise sold will benefit Twin Valley Developmental Services. And Cottage Hill Ag Supply, Darren Jacobson is your channel seedsman. and offers precision planting products, Gilbro seed tenders, and Martin Row cleaners. Find Cottage Hill Ag Supply on Facebook.
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.